101X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on a vacation day, but Nick is in here. CJ Morgan's in.
Ultimate friend.
Yes.
Yes. I've filled in twice while Jason's been out now. And you and I even, we've become, what did we call it? Spider poop buddies.
You call it that.
Okay.
I call it, I don't know what you're talking about.
We were up here together during the ice storm. I feel like I am the ultimate friend.
Yeah.
Not of Jason, but you.
Well, we're definitely closer than ever.
Yeah, especially making our video guy Dylan take a picture of us in the bathroom stall together.
Yeah. See, okay. So for those aren't familiar, spider pooping is when you have to share a toilet with somebody.
Yeah.
And you guys
cross legs.
One of you sits basically on top of the other person, and you handle your business. Do you do eye contact or no eye contact?
I mean,
you're facing each other.
I feel like with this whole pandemic that eye contact is kind of weird right now.
Not so socially distant.
Yeah. So
turn
no eye contact.
Breathe. Okay, good. I'm glad we did it correctly then.
Wonderfully.
Just going to start this. Morning Next News. Headlines. Down a bit. Brought to you by Ascension Health. Thank you, Ascension Health, for bringing us the news. And oh, what news it is. CJ Morgan, my friend, you know things on social media, and you're hip and cool with the kids. You know about spider pooping.
Yeah.
Do you know what a Belfie is?
No.
A Belfie. That is apparently a butt selfie. Selfies of your bottom.
Nice.
And a new study from dating.com says that the majority of singles would rather see somebody's butt than their face in online dating.
I got a nice butt, so
do you?
Yeah, I think so. I can wiggle it. I can pop it. I say that, but I'm like almost 40, so maybe I can't do all that anymore. I still act like I can, but who knows?
Aren't you about to have like hip surgery or something?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what.
That's because I've been working it too much, popping and locking it, dropping that ass.
I want you to ask your doctor, like, doctor, will I still be able to?
Will I still be able to wiggle my butt cheeks
after the surgery? Yeah, there's a bunch of fun facts and figures here. More than half the respondents, or 64%, have sent in a Belfie within the last 12 months. More women, believe it or not, 59%, are sending Belfies than men. And among those who have sent a Belfie, 86% report the experience was enjoyable.
Okay.
And those that have received a Belfie, 98% thought it was enjoyable.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Who's that
2%? Who does these surveys? That's what I want to know. Like, what company is just like, have you had a buttocks sent to you? And what is your response? Strongly agree? Neutral? Strongly disagree?
I feel like that guy in that voice wants to send me a butt selfie.
He does want to send me a selfie.
Would you find it enjoyable?
It is just one dude. It's not even a real survey company. It's just some guy out there sending butt pics.
Yeah, but 98% people say that they have received a Belfie that is enjoyable. 87% say it's of us just have received a regular selfie. Has been they find enjoyable. So like almost 10% more. So yeah,
are you on the dating apps?
I'm on all of them. I have the same old pictures for the last 3 years because I am not a photogenic person.
You need to upload new pictures,
yeah.
And you need to do a Belfie.
I should do a Belfie.
I think
I had one ex-girlfriend that told me that I had a cute butt, and then I look in the mirror and I'm like, this is what you enjoy?
Oh, this old dumper?
Okay, sure. But, you know, hey, the important thing is we all have better butts than Jason Dick.
Especially me.
Especially CJ.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. We're here on time. It's me. Jason is out. I am Nick. Jason Dick is out.
Yes.
Our man CJ Morgan is here in
just
studio.
Friends.
Just friends, yeah. I'm talking just two friends on the radio talking about their
just
butts.
Just hanging out, doing butt stuff. What's wrong with that, man? We were doing some butt stuff off camera, so make sure you're following us at Jason Dick AF and, of course, at Nick Mouth and at the CJ Morgan. I'm not the CJ Morgan because I'm pretentious. It's because some other a-hole took CJ Morgan, mm-hmm. as we've discussed before on this show. We're getting some tweets in. Read some tweets. John in San Marcos wants to know, is that why Jason didn't get a response from CJ's fiance on Facebook? Because she's into butts and Hank Hill ass wasn't going to cut it.
Yeah, we talked about that when you were on before, back in the day before you and your now fiance were together. Mm-hmm. Jason tried to slide into
Jason
DMs.
Slid into them DMs at like three in the morning, yeah. 2, 3 in the morning, and said, come on, come on. That was his line. At WCW Worldwide says, I like the idea of, quote, Jason Dick, unquote, being a character that can just be shared by any unshaven, hairy, sweaty dude during that morning hour.
Oh, listeners, tune in Monday.
It's like Weekend in Bernie's.
We have got one of the ultimate mistaken radio identity stories ever that Jason told me about yesterday that I cannot wait for you guys to hear.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I also just put the picture of you and I doing...
butt stuff.
Yes, thank you for saying that for me. Up on our Instagram, at JasonDickAF on Instagram. Just two friends in the studio doing butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
But you know what we need to do right now, but it's time for some...
Nick Costa! His butt hurts, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, do redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
I thought Deb was the only female on the show.
They also tell me we're not supposed to tell the listeners this, but we are doing this one for our video series. This is not good yep. video. You can find it up on the 101X YouTube later on today. I'll also put it on our blog. But check it out because you can see me flailing around trying to do multiple things at once. It's hilarious. I understand it. But today we're doing David Acted. It's a fun segment that I do to let off some steam. To vent my rage, and the idea is that we don't say who we're talking about. We just say, Dear Redacted, that way I can't get sued.
You won't get sued. There won't mm-hmm. be any hurt feelings. Yes. There won't be anyone in the building going to management.
So. Yeah. If you listened to this segment last Friday, I put one of our fellow coworkers on blast because he's just not slinging them juices like I am.
Yeah, I know. And so, he deserves it.
He texted me back a very hate-filled, curse-wordy text that I can't do, but basically said to come talk to him in his face, and I tried to go look and find the studio where he broadcasts from, but it must be one of those like tiny broom closets upstairs. I couldn't find you.
That dude hugged me once, and he is built of muscle. He's just sinewy and strong.
Yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily look it. Plus, if you know about how he loves to like party and go wild, you're like, oh... no, man, he's old. This dude couldn't handle his ass. And then you touch him, and he's just a rock. He's a brick.
It's like and he's steel my cables.
Rock. Yeah. And we're not talking about Beto, right?
No.
Okay.
No. He reminds me of Frank the Tank from Old School.
Yeah, like, dude! Yes!
That third day of the second weekend of ACL just like has a bunch of train darts hanging from his neck and just still is partying no shirt.
He used to walk home from downtown. That guy's got some stories that he can't tell on the radio, yeah. But I will say he's discovered lockup cells in places where lockup cells shouldn't exist. And the best part about that is it turns out the guards that run those lockup cells are all his buddies. Yeah. Or not buddies, but like fans of his. Yeah. So they're like starstruck, and then his ass just somehow gets released and walks home in a... This is Dear Redacted. We're not talking about anyone specific.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus. All right, first one. Tell you what, I'm over here.
God, I love
Jason
that guy.
Nicole, we're going to stand up and do this. Hopefully this doesn't screw up our thing. I'll squat down a little bit. Okay. Dear Redacted, for the last time... Do not feed bread to the ducks, the swans, and the geese. It kills them.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's I don't know if it straight up kills them, but they can't digest it. And so when they fill up on the bread, they can't get the actual things they need, the bugs and the seeds and whatnot.
They're eating just bad carbs.
Yes. I mean, it's like what we do with white bread. It does the same effect.
That's how we got our asses, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. But just because what I do is I live in Mueller. I go and I walk by the Lake Mueller.
The
I don't know
what
the official
pond,
name
whatever.
Is. And I see it all the time with people. And it's great. Like, I enjoy seeing the kids out there, you know, the little tiny, still in diapers, learning how to walk. And they're just feeding the ducks,
making
friends.
Yeah, you do, you creep.
I don't know why I made it like that. It's cute. It's adorable. You know, or it's like some old person, like those are their friends or the ducks, and they see them every day, and they're just throwing bread, and like, no, go get seeds, go get something, go get grasshoppers. I don't know what the ducks feed.
Feed them bugs.
But they don't eat bread. PSA, public service announcement, Dear Redacted. Okay.
Are there signs around the park that say, please don't feed the ducks or anything like that?
I bet you.
Because maybe you could just be you could become the duck cop, the duck police.
Oh, no, dude, I am not doing the confrontation. I'm not confronting anybody in that park, man.
Some old man's going to waylay the crap out of you with a sack of dough.
Yeah. No, like, because I keep my ear pods in, my head down, my hat, like, eyes on the ground, so I can't stare at any joggers and get myself in trouble or freak them out. I don't want to disrupt any of the various boot camps or anything that's going on in there. So yeah, no.
That park always has something happening.
Oh, dude,
but I know, like, there's the wives' tale about feeding rice to birds; it makes them explode.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the bread, but that makes so much sense. So what I think you need to do is just go to like a pet store where they sell a bunch of like crickets to feed lizards and stuff, and just start handing out bags of crickets to the kids, to the old people. Just become the cricket guy. You know, I got crickets for you.
I should get one of those vans too that has like no windows on it.
Yes.
It's all busted and beat it up, and like the one door is the opposite color of the rest of it, and keep all my crickets in there.
Keep all your crickets and just be like, hey, I got candy for the ducks in here, and it's just cricket. Oh,
and to make things easier, instead of going out handing the crickets to the kids, I can get the kids to the van where the crickets are, so you can do it faster. Higher turnover, you're helping save more duck lives. That's a good idea, CJ.
You're a very good Austinite. You know what's weird about this is in any other town, people would be like, oh, it's a creepy cricket guy, but in Austin, you would be like a hero.
Like top five.
Yeah, you would be
the creepy guys you could run into. I remember as a kid one time I was driving with my dad downtown and there was just a homeless dude on the corner holding up a porn magazine and just showing everybody just like the centerfold, and it was like one of the trashy ones too, where it's like you can see like the C-scar and stuff, and
hey, and don't fetish shame.
I'm not fetish shaming at all.
Don't fetish shame.
I apologize. Dear redacted. But yeah, I remember just holding it up and I was like 12 or 13. I was like, Dad, hang on. I don't like screen, but just wait a second.
I got to see this.
I got to commit this
to
memory.
What is this?
Yeah. So, okay. I'll put that down there. Be a cricket guy.
Cricket guy.
Dear redacted, stop being shaves your body parts chest. Look. I don't know if the cameras can pick this up. We did this. We talked about this while I shaved my hand. Because I was wanting to get a hand tattoo and drive to San Marcos, and I wussed out the last second. So now I just have a hand shaved. Now I've got my chest shaved, because we talked about this, I think, Wednesday. I've got, like, this weird rash-type thing that is slowly getting bigger.
So razor burn?
No. This is there. I shaved my chest to get a proper view of it. I know you can't see it.
Okay, I can see it.
Here, get up in there. See, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Notice that I wafted it instead of smelling it directly. That way it wouldn't make me pass out. I remember chemistry in seventh grade.
Yeah. And so we talked about how I had this thing. I was like, I should get this checked out by a doctor. Well, I got a text from Dr. Bumbleina, Jason's girlfriend.
Okay.
And she apparently has spent some time in a dermatology's office. Like, so she knows
stuff.
She knows her skin things.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah, send me a picture of it. I'll check it out. And I am a very hirsute individual, as you can see from still the stomach that I did not bother to shave.
Yeah.
Just boob
I'm
up.
Wondering if shaving it made it worse. You do have nice boobs, though. You've got to.
I'm not.
We
got
to troll some listeners and make them think that, oh, I have so many ideas I want to do. So many things I want to do with your boobs right now.
I'm very self-conscious about it. I know that I have solid C cups. I really want to try to
They're cute. You got good looking nips.
I do have good nips.
I do
have tough little nips. I also found out that I'm a nipple twins with Jason's roommate. White Ranger Gipple.
So if there was like a door that needed to be unlocked and it had
if that's how our iPhones were set, I could unlock his phone. He's got a little birthmark or beauty mark on one of them.
They call that a nubbin.
Other than that, they're identical. So I was sending Bumbleina pictures of my chest to look
at.
Hot rack. It's like, this literally happened yesterday morning. I was just like in the shower getting ready for work. I was like, you know what? Just shave it. Just because I've been wanting to shave it so I can get a better view of it. And it's like, well, I can't just shave the little patch. That's weird.
It almost looks like a hickey.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert. It appears that I have a fungal infection.
Oh, I said yeast infection.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, yeah, just go get some anti. She told me to get Head and Shoulders. Apparently Head and Shoulders kills fungus.
So,
just,
yeah, if you get that on your scrim or grundle
head,
or
shoulders and nipples. That should be the slogan of that. We're going to get on that. But now I just shaved my entire chest and I'm going to have a problem. And I'm going to come here Monday morning and just full body shave.
Oh, you should. I like it.
Yeah, you would. You're weird. Again, check out Jason Dick and Friends.
You're the cricket guy. Don't give me S.
Nick Hosta gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, "Dear Redacted," and it keeps him from going insane.
I thought Deb was the only female on the show.
much fun.
Yeah, tune in next week to see if I'm rehab for shaving myself.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Jason is out on a vacation day. We are dickless, but we are not CJ-less.
No.
He is here in studio.
We've got the, what are some of the names we came up for our show together?
I don't think we ever got into it.
We had...
You told us you had a list and you'd come up with some, but we never actually discussed them.
A Good Morning, I think, was one of them. Some listeners had a few. The Balls Bros, something like that.
Well, now we're the Butt Bros.
Yeah, we are. Another photo, which you can find at Jason Dick AF on Instagram.
Yeah, if you want to see me and CJ's butts.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on the internet because it's the only time we feel important outside of work.
I do. I've just got into, I've posted now 3 pictures to Instagram. 2 of them are hands. One is I got a fortune cookie that had no fortune.
So just, saddest thing ever.
Yeah, I crushed it in my head. Guys, I like to crush the fortune cookies,
yeah.
And there's nothing in there, so I took a picture of it. The other one was my shaved hand. So yeah, if you like hand stuff, come check it out.
Hell yeah. What were you going to get a tattoo of?
Like, what's up?
What were you going to get a tattoo of?
The Triforce from The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Because that's where... We've done this several times, but I'll explain it again. I know this is a basic bitch nerd tattoo. I want to get it anyway, but like...
I don't think so. I like it.
The Triforce appears on Link's hand, and it tells him... It's like 3 little triangles.
Yeah.
And it tells him that he's the hero of courage. And so that signifies that he is the hero of destiny and everything. So that's what I want to get on my hand. Lots of people are like, don't do that. Just get it on your... arm or leg or thigh or, you know, right above the butt crack, which that's a good
little tramp stamp.
Yeah, but I want to do it at Classic Tattoo in San Marcos, and I'm only saying their names so that hopefully somebody will hear them
and
they
call.
Can just slide it to yeah. my DMs, and I don't have to worry about calling them and awkwardly
trying to get
it.
Tattoo artists don't do that, man. They're all about making that money.
I know. Oh, no, I'll gladly pay for it. I just want them to set off a time for me so I don't have to call them and ask for an appointment.
Oh, yeah.
So I can just go in there and get this.
You'll probably have to do an appointment, man. I think after the pandemic, a lot of people get like, I just got my second Simpsons tattoo, and it took me a week. I had to set up a week out where usually you could get in like in a day or two.
Well, that's what happened. As I drove to San Marcos last Saturday, got all the way to the front door, and they just had a sign on there that said, sorry, our wait list is full. And so instead of going inside and talking to the person and getting an appointment, I just chickened out and ran away. I was like, okay. So then I went and I found my favorite weed-smoking spot on campus.
Hell yeah.
Bowl, drove back to Austin. It was weird. The drive down to San Marcos seemed way longer than the drive back. I don't know why.
The drive back was great, man.
Yeah. Me and CJ having more fun. We'll do some sports stuff after this. Stay tuned.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Jason, Dick is out on vacation, but I am here. My name is Nick. You guys know that. And, you know, CJ from
our
afternoon shift.
Yeah.
CJ's here. We're having fun. We're doing butt stuff.
Butt buddies.
Check our Instagram feed to see why that's contextual, and I know that's a terrible tease, but do it anyway. Speaking of fun social media things, you can tweet the show at JasonDickAF. CJ's doing a much better job keeping track of the tweets than I am. I'm freaking out over here.
We've had a few, plates. Haven't we?
It's been good. It's been good. Our man QMAC sent us already the Butt Boys and Friends logo, so you can check that out. Also, Romero and ATX says, I like this idea of the alternative placement of the Triforce tattoo. Triforce of Courage right above the butt crack. I'd say that's courageous. Triforce.
And get it in like a glow-in-the-dark ink.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I'm considering, like, see, that's why I want to go to like a fancy tattoo place is like they can do stuff like that or some sort of weird effect. Let's see. Triforce of Wisdom right smack dab on your forehead, maybe. And then Triforce of Power, no idea. I think I know.
Lead with the penis.
I mean, That's right, where you put
right
your power
on,
at, right
on your dang old dang.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
I know I have a botched penis. It was not large to begin with. 2 penises feels a little weird.
All right,
2 penises is actually peni.
Morning X Sports.
Yes, that is correct. I think
yes,
Latin peni. Yes. Mm-hmm. Highbrow stuff. That's what we do here. Teaching
exactly.
The plurality of penises.
Butts and dangers.
All right. Let's somehow segue to sports. LaMarcus Aldridge has retired.
Yeah.
Shout out for Spurs fans.
Former Longhorn.
Yeah, Longhorn. Great
dude, too, from all accounts.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Okay.
He's a really good guy. Does a lot of charity work and just all around solid human. even though he got completely owned by LSU's Big Baby Davis in the tournament many years ago.
See, that's, I guess I'm a bad
but
Spurs.
Other than that, he's a great dude.
Longhorns
great
fan. Player. Because, yeah, to me, LaMarcus Aldridge is just a disappointment.
No. He went to Portland, right?
Yeah.
First.
Yeah. He was great in Portland. Yeah, fantastic in Portland. Never watched a single Portland Trailblazers game unless it was in the playoffs.
I feel like in that draft, there were a few other dudes around him that were complete busts, but he did really well.
Well, look, he's not going to be a team. Hall of Famer, but he is, you know, one of the last great big men, maybe. I mean, he was a very good player with the Portland Trailblazers. He was integral with the Spurs when they had their triplets. But then when Kawhi took off to Toronto, and you're left with LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan, and you're like, oh. But he was signed with the Brooklyn Nets and then had a health scare, had an irregular heartbeat in a game earlier this month, I believe.
Yeah,
so he has retired.
I couldn't believe that when I found out he retired, because I was like, they're a contender. They're a favorite to win the NBA title this year.
Oh, yeah.
To get that ring. And then when I heard it was because of the irregular heartbeat and medical stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, you have to do that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess this was last Saturday. They were playing against the Lakers, and just he had like a, he says, what is it? Though I'm better now, what I felt with my heart that night was still one of the scariest things I've experienced. And I concur, because like I just smoke enough pot that I get paranoid sometimes, and I start like, I'll try to feel for my pulse sometimes and I can't find it. And I'm like, is my heart stopped?
Am I dying? Am I dead? Yeah.
And then I have to sit there like, no, dummy, you're just high.
I had a listener bring me some LSD and I promptly threw it away, of course, because like, you know how people bring pies or casseroles. You're like, am I going to eat this listener food? And then you're like, yeah, why not? Well, someone thought it was a good idea to bring me a little baggie filled with stamps. And at first, I was like, am I going to eat this? I might. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do this, because the last time I did an edible, it wasn't LSD, it was just an edible. I had the same thing where I'm like, am I dying? Am I having a heart attack? I know I don't eat healthy and I don't work out enough. I must be having a heart attack.
See, I think I can defeat the edibles. They don't work on me. I don't know if I'm too fat or just too stoned, if my tolerance is too high, but I look at an edible and everybody's like, oh, you got to just eat half. Just eat half whatever they tell you that it is. I'll get it like a taser, and I'm just like, I can beat it.
Dude,
I can beat it.
That's my mom. I'm trying to get her to stop drinking as much, so I got her a bunch of edibles. I mean, a haul. And I told her, I said, these circle gummies, you break them up into quarters, and you only eat a quarter. And like 2 days later, when she was visiting, she's like, my dad was like, hey, can I have one of those edibles? Do you have any more? And I was like, oh, just ask mom. I gave her a ton. And she's like, I ate them all. They didn't do anything. I'm like, mom, are you kidding me? I was like, those, the particular ones I got you are known for putting people on their asses. And she's like, well, they didn't do anything for me. And she always shames me for not being a good enough drug dealing son.
Do you party with your mom?
I used to as a kid.
Okay.
Kinda, yeah.
Like, she's like high school, college.
Yeah.
But you haven't taken her to like ACL or South By and just turned her loose?
She did come to South By with me 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she got wild. It was interesting.
Are you banned from some places now because of your mom?
I mean, no, but it is to a point where I'm like, oh, God damn it, mom.
We're going to have more fun talking about CJ's mom coming up later on. We've also got Dayglo tickets coming up at 8:20-ish, I'm going to say. And more fun. I guess maybe we'll talk about your mom next. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Back to Jason Dick and Friends, 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends, and everything is playing on time and as it should and all that stuff, and don't ask questions. Jody, we brought it up. Nick. Nick is in studio. Jason Dick is out, and our man CJ Morgan is with us today as well. CJ, thank you for hanging out.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that you're narrating your failures once again for everyone that's like, what?
Yeah. I like to keep detailed records of my failures so I can look at them and fail more. I don't know what I'm doing, man.
Hey, you're doing fine.
Let's read some tweets at Jason Dick AF. You can tweet at the show. This one is from Top Rated Peter and says, "Dat ass, doe." And then it's a picture of me and CJ. Oh, that's you, CJ.
That's me.
Tweeting.
That's not, I just tweeted us.
Yes.
Whoa, someone took my Instagram name. Do you know I'm the Top Rated Pet Sitter?
No.
Listen, I get it.
Did you know I'm the number two juice salesman?
No.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, you got the juice, but here's the deal.
Squeeze.com?
No one's listening to me on 101X from 2 to 7 p.m. I get it.
I get it.
You got stuff to do. You're not in your car. You're at work. You're on a Slack or Zoom meeting. Here's the deal, though. Tell Alexa to play 101X. Leave your radio on at home. Let the little puppers, the kitties, sit there and listen to me playing the great tunes, playing the hits, and prank calling my mom.
Yes. All right?
That way someone's listening to me.
Okay? I was going to say, you know, even if you don't listen to CJ, which you should, because A, we're playing all that awesome music. That
I need this job.
CJ's a very funny individual, but a lot of your best work is on our website, 101x.com.
I do internet stuff occasionally. Yeah, thank you.
And one of your more famous ones, as you said, are pranking your mom. We talked earlier, just a second ago, about how your mom likes to party.
She does. Yeah. It's one of those things where if she's calling after 7 p.m., I'm like, do I want to answer this or not? It could go either way. It could be wild, could be fun, could be sweet, but who knows?
I used to feel bad, but now that I'm hearing more about your mom and her wild ways, I'm like, maybe she deserves to be pranked.
She rules, but she also does deserve to be pranked because I always lead her into it. And the whole premise of all my pranks are to just be like Bofa or D's Nuts, my mom, which in itself is weird, but it's great because I'll lead her into something. Like, I'm going to do one today where I'm like, yeah, I fertilized the yard, mom, but what's the other stuff I put down? She'll be like, I don't know. Well, the other stuff. And she'll ask my dad, and he'll go, compost. And she'll go, oh, compost. And I'll go, how about I compost these nuts on your chin? And then she gets, I know how it's going to work. Then she's going to get really mad. She's like, oh, you're only calling me because you're on the radio right now. And then she's going to hang up on me. It's great.
Are you professional or not?
Damn straight. I'm the only. You know, I might not win an Austin Chronicle Award because I don't talk like this into the mic and play 12-minute covers of jug bands, locally sourced jug bands doing Wilco covers. But I am the only.
You should. You're good at that.
Thank you. I am the only radio personality in Austin to successfully D's nutted my mom live on air over 10 times. You can't say that, can you?
But then
Jody Denberg, Lori Gallardo, you want to be Jenny LSQ?
All right.
Sorry. I love, they're great, by the way. I don't actually.
Let me do a radio show.
Just call them all out.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm hesitant to ask this question, but CJ, you currently have a bandaged finger. What's up?
Yeah, dude. It's at the point, I might open this up for you later. Because there's like meat hanging out of it, and I need to know if I need to get stitches or
not. Yes. I'm not a doctor, but go get stitches.
Can we send this to Bumbleina also? She's our resident medical expert. Well, see, the thing is I know I need to get stitches, but I want someone to just be like, no, you'll be fine. That's all I need to hear, because I don't want to go pay. I mean, God, this is the problem with you. We're not going to get into the intricacies of our medical care here, but there's so many people that are like, I'd rather not go to the hospital and risk death or worse because I don't want to pay an outrageous bill for something that shouldn't be that ridiculous. But what I did was ridiculous, so it's Renfair season.
Yes.
And
I think we might have a tease. We might have Sherwood Forest tickets to give out.
We do.
Next week.
We do. And I have some coming up later today at 3 o'clock. So I'm putting my armor on.
Of course.
And I'm getting it ready because every year I get a new piece of armor.
I would say this is a foolish question on my heart, but do you just have the one suit of armor?
No. Okay. It's multiple pieces. It's not just one suit. I mean,
do you have like your mail armor, then you have your leather armor, then you have your casual armor.
No. Armor. I don't. I mean, you stack it together.
I know you have multiple swords.
Yes, I have multiple swords. Yeah. I got a mace. I got axes. I got a sword belt. So I'm working on all this. I'm practicing putting it on because it's going to be hot. It's going to be a slog. I don't even know I'm going to wear all this stuff. Yeah. So I'm practicing putting it in these pieces that go essentially on my elbow aren't fitting right. So I have a little leather making tool, and there's like leather things in there, and I'm sitting there poking it. And I might have had an edible, might have been drinking a little bit. I'm sitting there poking it, and I can't like get the leather because it's such high quality armor to poke. So I go up like this to like in a yanking motion where I'm poking with my left hand and yanking the leather with my right hand, which you learn in Boy Scouts, never cut towards yourself, always away. I jab that thing, Nick. It goes right here. It cuts all the way through my finger to the tip. It looks like it's fallen off. I'm spurting blood everywhere while...
Ah, nasty!
Oh, yeah. Dude. While dressed halfway in armor, and I'm just, like, spurting blood and trying to get it stopped while halfway in
armor...
Are
you supposed to say, 'tis but a scratch?
Tis but a scratch. I go and I shamefully, because I can't take my armor off because it's like I'm bleeding everywhere.
Please
and I go tell my fiance and I have to go, honey, I'm in a little trouble here. And she goes, oh my God, because there's just blood everywhere. Luckily, I get it wrapped up. I get it cleaned. And now
I want you to go to the ER just in your armor, like dressed in like, I thought it was going to be like that.
And it was also just funny looking because not only am I'm not wearing like anything, and I'm wearing my pajamas under it.
Yeah.
And only have it on my right side. So like my right arm,
I'm
my right
these
leg.
These are like footy pajamas, like He-Man. They, you know,
they're banana pajamas.
They're super small. Okay.
They're my banana pajamas. But yeah, they're not,
they're children's
they're
pajamas.
Not flattering, but yeah, now that I think about it, I should have gone to the hospital in partial armor and it just would have been like, I'm going to take a picture for you today of what it looked like in my jammies.
Okay.
In half of my armor. With my sword belt on and my bleeding finger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, go get stitches because I remember I used to work at a bar.
Oh, you would always cut yourself like cutting limes and lemons.
Well, I would, but no, I specifically gashed open my finger on a broken piece of glass that had fallen into like the ice well, but where you wash glasses.
Just, yeah.
And so and it was as if my skin was a glove. Like that's how loose it was that I could just move it around and I don't know if I could see bone because I didn't want to look at it and it was so bloody, but yeah, like that thing was like, it was so weird. And then I had one of my.
You did get stitches?
Well, I had a friend of mine who was a bartender and he was like a veteran. shout out, what up, Dusty? He's off shift and is like already like three in, and he's just like, let me see it. I'll just glue it together. I'll super glue it. And so he goes and puts super glue on it. He gets it all gunked up and then it's like, nah, that didn't work, man. You have to go to the hospital.
You super glued it. That's, yeah.
Yeah. And so I go to the emergency room real quick. And the nurse is like, oh, yeah, you definitely need stitches, but we can't do it with the glue on there. So you have to take it off yourself. So she numbed it up.
Oh, God.
And so I didn't feel anything, but I just had to sit there and just peel the super glue off my finger and the skin's moving. And
dude, you're giving me the willies.
Yeah. So go to the hospital. Don't super glue it. That's my advice, kids. Doctors are your friends.
Yes.
Doctors are your friends. We'll have more fun with CJ. We'll do some news coming up after Black Pumas.
Love this one.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.